We usually have this quite planned.
He was saying 3, 2, 1 in case nobody could see it. But you did.
3.
Okay.
Hanging out in grandma's basement. Having fun with all of our friends. You can't spell basement without men. And you gotta keep it down when she's going to bed. Yeah. Hanging out in grandma's basement.
Welcome to Grandma's Basement, everyone. I am your host, Derek Reinfried, joined by my co-host, Kent Taylor.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Happy Halloween, or at least Halloween season. Right, Kent?
It is the month of October.
All Hallows month.
What's the date? We probably shouldn't say the date because who knows.
Yeah, we don't need to get into dates.
Are, move on.
So anyway, we thought we would talk to you guys today about Halloween and the likes and talk about some movies to get you in the mood and also conclude the show today with a basement of horrors all new. Yeah, so let's get to our guests here. We have a couple people joining us. We have Evan Okeson.
Hey, everybody.
I believe he is a returning member guest.
Yes, and
he
approves of the Halloween,
the
scary movies to get you in the mood.
The guy looks like Halloween, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of an insult.
Nothing wrong with looking like Halloween, man.
I wish I looked like Halloween.
Isn't that the philosophy, though? Every day is Halloween. That's why I wear all black. Black everything.
The whole insult where you say, you know, take the mask off. It's not Halloween anymore. Never mind. Okay. Oh.
I know what you're talking about. I wish I could wear a mask.
It's because
all the time.
You have a ugly face.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that hurt.
Nobody here has an ugly face. Let's move on.
Wow, what a sweet guy. We also have another guest, a newcomer, Cassie Hooper.
Yes, that's
No relation to
Hooper from Hooper and Nuts.
Right.
Yeah, no relation.
Okay. Are you a fan of Hooper and Nuts?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, damn shame. Okay. Well, you'll become familiar with Hooper and Nuts at some point. are you a fan of Halloween and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Pertaining to Halloween.
Yes. I can't go into stores near Halloween because I buy everything.
Go on.
Okay. What? Yeah. Like, the most recent thing that I bought was a bone cat. It was called Kitty Bones. So it's just like a skeleton cat.
All right.
Yeah.
What does it do?
It sits there. And my cat sniffs it. My real cat.
That's
so it's kind of like a real bone cat.
That's pretty morbid,
like
though.
Real
it's just like
bone?
Your cat's just sniffing like this dead cat kind of thing. It's like, yeah, this is cool.
I came up from my basement and I like held up the cat. I was like, guys, I found Fenna. She was missing for a while. Fenna's my cat.
Okay.
So that was funny. They thought it was funny.
I think it's funny. What else do you buy? I mean, I like if I go into one of those stores, I see things that I don't need for Halloween. Like I'll be like, oh, here's like this gold dollar sign necklace. I'm like, I should probably have that just in case I ever need to wear a dollar
exactly.
sign necklace.
Always have a stash of costumes just in case.
Yeah.
I want to buy all of those like horror movie weapons that they have.
Oh man.
If I could, I'd have probably hundreds of different Krueger gloves, tons of Jason blades. Like, well, I like the ones that you can pump the blood through them.
Yes.
Right? Those ones are pretty cool.
Yeah, my cousin has a ton of, like, props and stuff. Oren's, like, cases of, you know, random miscellaneous things, and he'll find them either, well, he'll buy them online, too, but, yeah, it's always just so fun seeing it. Our whole family was out there visiting him, and he just has, like, the weirdest shit on display in his house. Like, I mean, it's awesome. It's like a sweet bachelor pad, but he's got, like, helmets mounted, like, random... like a firefighter helmet, then something else, and there's just all this stuff. I'm like, my mom is looking at this. She's like, "We need to decorate for you because no woman's gonna come in here and think this is cool," you know. He's like, "I don't get it. What's the problem? This stuff looks good, but
yeah." Well, of course he thinks that.
Yeah, no, it does. Like, I totally agree. I'm like, this would have been really sweet if, you know, if the lady knew you. I mean, well, like he says, right. You know, chances are she's going to know me. If any lady's going to come back here, she'll know that I'm
quirky. That he's weird.
Right. But aren't we all?
We're all a little weird.
I mean, I feel like if you know you're weird when you meet people, that's kind of your opener. Like, hi, I'm Evan. I'm fucked up.
Just say it right off the bat.
I mean, you know, you're going to know if someone is going to like you if you can talk to them like that. And they'll be like, they're either going to be like, fucking weirdo. Walk away. Or they're going to be like, yeah, dude, I'm fucking weird too.
So you think maybe people should just say it up front. Like, you go, hi, I'm Derek. I'm weird. Oh, thank you for the heads up. I'm also weird. Right, cool. Right, right. All right. Now that we got that out of the way,
well, usually,
let's talk about weird shit.
Well, if I meet somebody and they're like, I'm weird, I'd be like, we're going to get along famously.
Well, that's kind of how we met.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Verbatim? Or what was said?
I mean, well, yeah.
It was a Halloween dance.
Yeah,
oh,
we met at her high school's Halloween dance.
Okay.
Friend of mine was dating a friend of hers. We met. Took me all night, got the balls, asked her to dance, the final, like, slow dance, right? And then we talked for, like, a year after that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it essentially was just sort of like, hey, I'm fucking weird. Hey, I'm fucking weird, too. Well,
let's hang out.
Let's be weird together.
Yes,
exactly. So,
my first memory of him was him and his friend, they brought lightsabers, and they had, like, skeleton masks on, and they're, like, in the middle of the dance floor just, like, fighting with their lightsabers.
Okay.
So
that's weird. Yeah.
It's a good calling.
We yes. started a two-man mosh pit to Darude Sandstorm. And
definitely a mosh song.
Well, okay, so here's the weirdest thing about her high school, right? Okay? We got to the dance, and I'm used to being from Evansville, you know, being in a small town.
Your
right?
town, too.
Go on,
sorry.
But, I mean, everybody would be on the dance floor. I mean, rarely would a majority be on the edge, right? And you knew it was not a good song if that happened. And generally, that problem was fixed very quickly.
Okay.
Hers commonplace was just a wall of people
right.
around the outside, and there was no, like, literally nobody dancing. It was probably one of the weirdest experiences of my life, being at a dance and nobody's dancing. And right. So, I mean, it's like there's this gigantic open space in the middle, and I'm in a costume. The least I could do is be a little weird in public, right? I mean, yeah, I think we kind of scared the...
Oh, I can imagine.
we kind of scared the people there, but it was...
In high school, especially, where, you know, people are probably like, fucking losers, you know, like,
right.
You know, like, people are watching, like...
Well, I mean, that's just it, is it's like, even at my high school, we were kind of the weirdos, but people would laugh. I mean, they thought it was funny.
Right.
We would go out of our way to just be publicly ridiculous, but, I mean, come on, it's high school, you've known these people for so long, at this point, it's kind of like... What worse could you think of me at this point? I mean, it's like we're like juniors in high school.
You watched me go through puberty,
right? No shit. It's like we all know where we came from. Don't say
yeah.
shit.
Right.
I know you. I know you. But you know, these people, they didn't know us, and it was just. I mean, you could tell that they were all just so proud and yet unable to. To just be in the moment with each other,
sure,
I really don't understand what the problem was.
My
but
hometown
I,
is a weird place.
Yeah.
And wait, where did you say you're from?
Tomahawk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
The further you get up there,
yes.
Yeah.
The more the winning.
Yeah.
Actually, the weirdest part of that whole story to me, I can picture everything except the slow dance. The idea of you, especially because you look like Halloween, slow dancing.
Okay,
it's
well,
just hilarious.
He had like swoopy emo hair.
Oh yeah, shit! Ooh. I forgot about
and
that.
And a goatee.
Okay.
And he was
in high school.
Yeah. Well, he was graduated for a year, so he was 18.
Okay.
I think.
Still, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
I just turned 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my birthday's on the October 23rd, actually. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
That's my anniversary.
Oh.
Wow, the world. So many patterns. Keep going.
And so that night that we went to the dance was actually like partially a birthday celebration. I was like, everyone's coming to the dance with me. So I just brought like all my friends.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I mean, that's the odd thing is that there was a reasonable number of people that showed up, but the fact that it was show up, not participate.
It's a weird.
That'd be like going to a concert, right? You pay for the ticket, you drive there, you plan, maybe you take off for work, and then you sit in the atrium, and you know the doors close, and you just don't even walk in. It's like, nah, I'll listen to it from out here. Like, I mean, hell, that's almost like going and standing outside, right? Just barely being able to hear the concert. Like, what, I mean, what the fuck is that? You know,
people. But when you're at that age, I mean. It's cool to not care, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's cool to like be
yeah, man, I don't care, you know? Man.
My group of friends is like the ones that actually started dancing first because we're cool like that.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I knew I was in the right group, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, hey, look, people who actually are here to have fun, Jesus, like, you know, fuck.
Yeah, right. But he was wearing one of the t-shirts that he still always wears. I don't know. Those never go out of style. It was a band t-shirt, okay. And he's wearing his black cargo pants.
I'll be buried in a band tee.
He's no longer wearing his mask because, I mean, you don't want to wear a mask all night. But I was dressed up as a bumblebee. But you couldn't really tell that I was a bumblebee because I was wearing like butterfly wings, but I was and a golden leotard.
Some sort of fairy thing.
Yeah, it was kind of like a fairy thing. I was like, well, I'm golden yellow, so I'm just gonna say that, or golden black, so I guess I'm just gonna say that I'm a bumblebee instead of.
So, let's see. Keeping up with the Halloween spirit. We were talking a little bit before about like some creepy places and things that you can do. Would anyone like to share an experience of a creepy place?
All right. Well,
let's get Evan going on this weary road.
Okay, so
tell people what it is first.
So Evansville, Wisconsin,
not your city that you own, but the one you grew up in.
If I owned that town, it would be a very different place, man. Oh
Carry
my
on.
God. Okay. Okay. Evansville, Wisconsin, half an hour approximately south of Madison, 20 minutes west of Janesville, is a small community of about 5,000 people. Just outside of town, going towards Janesville, so the east side, there is a road that runs south, I would say maybe about 5 or 6 miles.
Okay.
It then takes a very hard 90-degree left-hand turn, and by the time you get to that point, it's, I mean, what would you call that, a lane and a half? Not a very wide road.
Oh, yeah, no. I would barely say just over one.
Yeah,
I've been there,
yeah.
Your tires are going to be hitting grass if another car is coming, but
he's never taken me there.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We'll get into that. So the road runs along a creek. I am not positive on which creek that is. There's a vast number in the area. But when it makes the left-hand turn, that's when it goes over the creek, and there's a very small bridge. And then the road runs maybe a mile and a half or so and hits Tuttle Road. So coming off of 14, you have Weary. And it's a long road. Probably takes about, you know, 10 minutes or 15 to drive from one end to the other. Walking it, you're looking at a couple of hours, you know, if you're lollygagging. Sure. At night, you probably won't be. So there's a number of stories that run with this. I've heard a vast number of variations. I think it's definitely a game of telephone. But a lot of it is very succinct. I mean, there are some themes running through that go through every story. So one of the stories is there was a house at the end of the road where it makes the 90-degree turn right next to that bridge. And the house was burned down and is gone. All that remains is the foundations. So the story goes that there was a farmer and his family. He had a wife, and I think I've heard a couple of versions where he has children, a couple where it was just him and the wife, but, essentially what happens is, The farmer either, you know, is you know, brutal and cruel to the wife. He's a drunkard. He beats her, all of these things. And then eventually she just loses it, sets the house on fire, burns herself down with it. He returns from being gone to find this happened and then goes and hangs himself in a tree just off the road. Another version switches the roles where she burns the house down with him in it and then goes and hangs herself in the road. And so one of the many things is that you will see dead bodies hang from the trees late at night walking.
Walking just along the road?
Yeah, yep. And then another story goes that there was a group of kids who one of the boys decided to car surf. Well, they come to that turn, and he flies off and dies in the river. And so if you park your car on the bridge, turn it off, it's supposed to not turn back on.
Is that what it is? I've always
I feel like I've heard
that.
Something about that.
That's actually the only...
I thought it was...
That's the only for sure story that I can say that I know. That is actually a very, very popular story.
Okay.
Well, I could never remember if it turns your car off or it turns your car on.
I thought I heard one that
your car will start rolling.
You stop, you park, you kill it, and then it's dead. That's the story. You have to push the car off of the bridge to get it back
going.
Started
it. Okay.
Right. It basically it's a dead zone. Now, personally, I've always been able to start my car. Every time I've been with people, we do it. We start the car. It's never happened to us.
So that might be a
moot point.
An add-on.
Right. The other general idea is that this area is just a void. It's a hole. It's a gateway. And so it's a place where spirits and that goes to say both benevolent and malevolent will gather. There's stories of hounds, there's stories of orbs, there's stories of visages and appearances and strange shadows.
It's like the Hellmouth
you want to put
Buffy
it.
The Vampire
so
Slayer.
When you mention gateway specific. In regards to that, a gateway to what?
Just spiritual gateway, a door to another world that none of us can fathom. We can't see it, we can't feel it, we can't hear it, but just we can
kind of like a parallel.
We can perceive the effects of it on the surrounding area. Now, personally, so what I've seen, I've walked the road by myself a couple of times. I've walked it with people a few times. I've been on it, driving it a number of times. Walking, I shit you not, I saw a body hanging from the tree. I mean, it was the shape, it was the color. It freaked me the hell out. I kept walking, and it did turn out that it was just branches and limbs hanging, but it was one of those moments where it was like, that was something that I did not expect. Because I always go into it with both an open mind, but I'm never looking for anything.
Right, right.
It's purely just...
Part of it is, did you know that people saw these things before you went? Because when you kind of go into something,
well,
having being told stories,
right,
your
right.
brain
I,
is going
to
automatically,
yeah.
like, I know, I, if I'm ever in a situation and I've heard what could happen, it's like, all right, I'm going to actively not try and see this.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that when I saw it, I was actually with somebody, and I pointed at it, and I said, dude, look. And, I mean, I didn't even have to say anything else. I just said, look, and they were like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they saw
right.
it too.
Right.
And so, at least as far as that goes, I'm convinced I saw something. Perception can definitely... It can mislead
yeah.
you very, very much, but at the same time, I saw what I saw, and that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Another time, that was during, you know, sort of spring, summertime. Another time that happened during the spring, summertime, we drove down and we had walked and done all that. And then we got to the car and drove down to Tuttle Road, turned around, and we're heading back. Now, up to this point, we hadn't have seen anything. We hadn't experienced anything. We did the whole stop and start the car on the bridge. It worked, yada, yada, everything. We did everything. So this was our, the final run that we're going home. As I turned around that last section of Weary leading up to Tuttle, there's no trees. It's an open road. We're driving and we were recording, and so we actually have this on recording. Something hit the side of the car. And I mean, it was loud enough that you could hear it on the cell phone recording over people's voices. And it was loud enough that if a person had done it, they probably would have dented the side of the car.
Wow.
and you know, I mean, we looked outside. We looked
like
at the road.
No
there
rocks
was there
or...
was there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. There was no way. And I mean, I'm telling you that I had a full car of people, and the person in the back seat was the one who heard it the best. It hit the back door, the side door. No, there, it left no mark. There was no dent. There was nothing. There was no sign that anything had hit the car.
Well, that's cool.
There was nothing in. There was nothing weird in the road. I mean, it's like an animal would have literally had to like jump up, because I mean the road at that point is about 2 feet right above the field, and so an animal would have had to have jumped and hit into the car. But I would assume that they.
If an animal hit the car, it would leave some sort
right.
Of
you would yeah. know. You would mark. Know. And it wasn't like, I mean, knowing what hitting an animal sounds like, because I've been driving for a number of years at this point, and it happens, right? That I know what that sounds like. And this wasn't
oh,
it.
Yeah.
This wasn't it. This was a definitive, fine, you know, an accurate
sharp,
hit. It was
like
a sharp hit, right? And so it.
Not a thunk.
I mean, right.
Like a.
It was something.
Right. And so that, I mean, I wanted to stop and get out and investigate, but everybody in the car was freaking out. Screaming.
Stop here, man.
Drive, man, go. And I'm like, no, oh, come on, man. I want to get out and check. What are you talking about? Drive! And so that was quite an experience.
And you know that it wasn't like, just in your head because something happened.
Oh,
but.
And yeah. We had a full vehicle that could have, I mean, everybody's shitting bricks. That's, I'm going to call that proof enough, but.
I would say when you were talking about like the power of the mind to make you see things or like looking for the result,
right.
I guess. It reminded me of, you know, light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So have you guys ever played it?
Yeah. Well, I've never played it. No. But I've definitely heard of it. And I heard of people who are like, oh, yeah, it's so freaky.
Well yeah. So I had played it years ago. Like, I was a kid, and that was the first time I had heard of it. And, you know, I'm sure there's tons of different versions, but we were playing where somebody was like, you know, lying down, everyone was doing the chant, like, light as a feather, stiff as a board. And then, like, somebody was, I think, like, rubbing. Or like they had their fingers on their temples or something, and they were just telling the story of how they died, basically. Like the person just makes up a story on how they died, and then everyone would lift them up. And I swear, like, we did it. Like, we lifted the person up with just our fingers. You know, granted, we were a lot lighter at the time, but like, I remember it being just freaky. You know, like, we did it, and like, they did it to me, and you know, everyone was kind of like, wow, I can't believe this works. And we tried it in a chair. We lifted this guy up, and he was like, kind of this fat kid, and you know, we all have our fingers under there. Four of us around him just lifted up his chair, and like, it was the most bizarre thing. And I swore by it, and I hadn't done it like years later, maybe in like high school.
I need to try this now. Well, I've thought about it, but
here was the thing though, man. At the time, nobody was laughing. We were all like, seriously, like, light as a feather, stiff as a board. Yeah. We were all like, just in the mindset, and we did it. But as soon as I tried it later on, and like, I think I even tried it maybe a few years ago, and like, somebody's always going, you know, they're cracking up because,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
we're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
now we're adults doing this, and it's like, seems like the cheesiest thing. But man, I don't know if it is. It's just your collective mind power,
collective
mind
like,
bullets.
I mean, when like, you're using a Ouija board and like, you just can't stop laughing, you're like, okay,
yeah,
the spirit's going to come and try to talk to us.
Like. Right.
Well, that's the thing is we actually brought a Ouija board down to Weary Road Bridge. And the problem was is we had, I mean, dude, we had probably like 12 people in this group at that point. That's way too many people for a Ouija board session. Because it's like you can only fit so many people in a circle around a Ouija board. You can only fit so many fingers on it. And like when you get 6 out of 12 all going...
Yeah,
you can't function. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You can't That's what focus. I'm saying.
Because I mean, I'm a pretty spiritual person, and I do believe in residual energies. I mean, you can call them ghosts if you want to, but
if you have ghosts,
I mean, you can't deny the fact that energy is a thing, and we are energy, and I mean, come on. You go through experiences in your life. You gain, you lose energy. You expend it. You receive it.
Well, yeah.
It's an interactive thing. Right, like, there's got to be an imprint left by particular personalities just simply because of the amount of energy that they either input or output. I mean, it's a theory. Sure. It's just a theory. No, I know. But, I mean, you know.
I've always kind of been, like, on the fence because, like, I've never personally experienced anything I can't explain if I think about it enough, honestly.
But if you do...
Well, I still have. I actually have another story about Weary Road.
But I agree with you that, like, I do think, like, the human body, like, you know, just all the energy in the world. I think that if your body dies, it could lose. I mean, there's energy in the world, not just us, so it could... When people talk about souls and moving on, it's just like and ghosts. But things maybe could just become a part of energy, like a little bubble of energy here. I don't really get when things start like flying around rooms and shit But
you know, you
feelings
bring up
and senses, like how it gets cold,
sure,
you know, type shit.
You bring up a really good point with the bubble of energy because I've been told that on Weary Road, you have to go, I think it's 3 or 4 times before you start seeing the Hellhounds.
Why 3 or 4? Like, is it, then they're like, oh, we know this guy?
Yeah. I think that's the general,
this guy's cool.
Idea. But here's
he
the,
always shows
I've
up
never
to the party.
Seen, I've never seen it, but I do know people who said that they saw, it's almost like the Beast of Brer Road. But I think that one's, it's a little bit different. At Weary Road, it's said to be just a large black dog with like really mangled kind of fur and like, you
large
know, being
black
all like,
dogs grr. Are symbols of death. They're
well, and that's, I mean, yeah. And that's kind of the idea.
Like Sirius
it's
Black.
Yes. Harry Potter, here we go.
That's why they were so freaked out when Harry kept seeing the big black dog. It's that's a death omen.
Oh, yeah. The wolf shadow. There's a lot about this Weary Road on the internet. I don't know why I didn't read about this before.
Tomahawk also has its haunted claim to fame.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ooh,
fill us in.
So we have something called Calvary Cemetery. I know there's like a million Calvary cemeteries out there, but Tomahawk has one that's like on Wisconsin's most haunted list. So basically I've heard like a billion different stories, but one of them that kind of sticks out is that like there's a mausoleum in the middle of the cemetery. And apparently like if you go there at some super weird specific time, like 3:14 AM, there's supposed to be like a girl sitting on the steps crying.
Ooh.
But just in general, it's kind of creepy because at the very back of the cemetery, there's a bunch of child graves, like infant graves.
Okay.
So it's like, that's like the, like, you just feel creepy walking back there, even in broad daylight.
Just in the being in the presence of
all these tiny little
baby.
Yeah. All these tiny little gravestones with no names on them, like maybe teddy bear drawn on them. Like, it's creepy.
Yeah.
That's straight up creepy.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, but creepy as fuck.
There was like,
So I did go there once during the night. We didn't really see anything, but it was just like a creepy experience, you know, walking through a graveyard at night in general. I mean, I have a graveyard like closer to my house that's like the least scary graveyard you'll ever go to. I've walked through there during the night like a billion times. I'm like, there's no bad spirits here. But that was like you're walking past baby graves and you're like, okay, yeah. this is super creepy. I have had someone who says that they thought that they saw like a gate to somewhere when they were there. But granted, I think they were on prescription pills when they went. So.
Yeah. We, being a group of friends, we recently went to like a place on the north side, which apparently the cemetery there is haunted. We weren't really that creeped out, but we did go into like one of the abandoned buildings that I don't remember what it was used for. It's huge though. And we weren't supposed to be in there, but we went in anyway. But just being in there, you know, I went in, there were some people already in, and like I found another way in, and I was going in, and I started realizing like this place is pitch black, and I'm calling for people. I'm like, guys, hey, and then I realized I was like, this is how you die in a horror film, you know?
Right, you don't like, want to give yourself
I'm in this
away,
giant
man.
Four-story building with this creepy cellar. But anyway, so we all get together and we start going downstairs. Then like there's like a giant tunnel through the basement.
Oh,
this is a pretty cool place. There's crawl spaces and like, but your mind just starts playing tricks on you, you know, and like there was something that like fell, you know, a couple of people were trying to mess with us, like, you know, they'd throw like a, they find like a broken light bulb and throw it past you and be like,
those,
oh, you asshole,
are stupid.
But there was at one point we were, you know, we were out of the tunnel and all of a sudden, you know, we heard something fall in the back of the tunnel. And we're like, all right, you know, that's creepy, you know, but yeah, your mind plays tricks on you. But, you know, there are stories about these places being haunted. And so you always do kind of wonder, you know, like, do I really want to walk this place alone at night by myself? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I did want to touch on the thing that kind of touches on what he said before about seriousness.
There's a lot of touching.
Like, there's a reason, like, I don't like doing these things unless you do it with people who aren't going to fuck around and make it funny and be nervous about it.
Yeah,
because if people are fucking with you, then it's just going to be like, all right, this is kind of, we kind of all have to be in the same state of mind to experience this. And if you're just going to be fucking throwing shit at people, trying to scare them for whatever reason, it's like, let's just not do this.
Well, I had a small group of friends for a few months. It was a couple years ago, for like a summer. We did a small graveyard tour of the area. And I wouldn't really say that I personally didn't experience too much with all of that. One of the guys that I was with, he, I think, was maybe a little bit more susceptible because he said that he saw orbs in a few. He said that he saw shadows moving behind gravestones, and actually one in Evansville. I was attacked.
I think that's an omen. Keep going.
They're coming for me.
What do cats, we call them flies. Cats call them sky raisins.
Okay, that was off topic.
Go on.
But hilarious. Go, Evan.
No, but I mean, I guess what I've found is that graveyards are, unless there's a legend already for a graveyard to kind of lead you on to something, my personal experience is that graveyards are restful places. In fact, I've slowly kind of been feeling that, you know, going into a graveyard, you know, with any intention other than to just simply walk through and respect the dead is mildly disrespectful because they're there to rest. And I mean, that's putting, you know, that's kind of, you know, anthropomorphizing dead people. I mean, they are just bodies in a grave, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, you know what? This is where you end up eventually. Simply walking through. Usually I'll just walk through and kind of, you know, check it out, see who's there.
But cutting through and littering and stuff and standing on graves.
That's not good. No.
Teen kids
I see a lot
having
of people.
Parties.
Yeah. Drinking beer on top of a gravestone.
Well, although I did find a PBR silo on top of a gravestone one time, an unopened one, and it had been there for a while.
I'm guessing that was
left
on somewhere. Purpose.
Yeah.
See that, and like
my bro,
that I get.
Those tall boys.
I thought that was pretty cool. You know, honestly,
that is a
the
cool kid, idea.
The kids
better
out
than,
there
better than boring. Flowers. Shit.
The kids out there won't know who Dimebag Daryl was from Pantera. But don't people like? Don't they regularly go to his grave and like pour him a couple drinks or something, have a beer.
Doubt
you know,
that.
Like,
I don't
I'm sure
doubt
the
that
grass is quite dead around.
But you know, like
pissing
I
on
would,
it too. Yeah,
I would
either
prefer
that. Or
that
just,
you know,
it just no, is always laying down. Piss.
Yeah,
I would love to have you know, should the day, well, the day will come, but. You know, I would love to have my friends come visit me and have a beer with my, you know, set a beer on my grave. So, like, I don't know. I have no problem with that. Like,
I want to be buried naked face down in a shallow unmarked grave at an undisclosed location.
You did give me permission to make you a bong gravestone, though.
Oh.
Right. Wait, but like, it'll be completely
in
unmarked.
In the middle of the forest.
Like a granite, so like people will come like
so
smoke
you
a bowl.
They'll
out
be
of
like, what's this yeah. random ass granite bong?
People will unknowingly, dude, people will be unknowingly smoking with a rotting carcass. Like just feet beneath them. It'll be poetic in its own way, you know?
I think the water should be part of your... Oh, no, that's gross. Okay.
Oh, move on.
Let's move along here. So we're going to take a quick break, come back with Basement of Horrors and our Halloween movie recommendations right after a word from our sponsors.
Well, it's Halloween time.
Oh, this is our ad. Yeah,
think,
it is.
I think you need some decorations.
Well, where are we from? Why don't you come on down and buy some of these decorations?
From the Halloween Party Star.
Yeah. Thank you.
Buy our $1 gifts.
Tonics and skeletons and other things.
And thank also probably costumes.
Oh, yeah, sure. We got a whole mess of costumes.
Everything's a dollar each.
Thank you.
I think that's it.
Have a good day, friends.
Welcome to Basement of Horrors. We're about to lay wit to a tale of teenage shenanigans gone wrong. We have Ace, the high school football all-star, his girlfriend Tasha, and Ace's best friend Kev. They've had a good night at the carnival, bad-mouthing the locals, drinking alcohol, and engaging in general debauchery. So, listen with caution as our foolish friends enter the House of Fun. Look at these dorks up ahead with the cotton candy. Hey, you want a knuckle sandwich? Keep staring at my girl. Yeah, that's right.
You tell him, Ace.
Now that you're done being a barbarian, can we please get going? I'm getting sick of this stupid carnival. I want to do something fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll give you something fun.
Ace, you're making all these kids jealous.
Come on. My old man's got a bottle of booze back in our garage. He's so drunk he doesn't even know how much is in there. Come on, Kev. My buzz is going to be wearing off soon.
Wait a minute. Let's check out this fun house over here first. I haven't been in this one in years.
You haven't been in a vagina in years either.
Ha ha, Ace.
No, we ain't going in there. What are we, 5 years old? I want to get some ass tonight, not look at some queer clowns.
Ace, I kind of want to go in too. Who knows? You might get lucky in there.
I'd better. Look at this place, though. Looks like a real shithole. Fine, but I gotta take a piss before we go in. Oh, yeah.
Really, dude? Right on the front steps? I guess it does look like this place is abandoned.
Oh, we're here. We're all here.
Ah! You scared the shit out of me, man.
Nah, looks more like it was only urine. Step right up. You don't want to miss out on Trouble the Clown's House of Fun.
How much does it cost?
Oh, for a fine group like yourselves, tell you what. You go through for free. And if you have fun, pay me in the end.
All right, let's get this over with. I'm sure we're going to have so much fun that it's just going to cost us an arm and a leg when it's all over.
Hey, look at this mirror. It makes me look paper thin.
It's about time you lost some weight, dude.
You asshole. Maybe I'll keep eating cheeseburgers and look like this reflection in the fat mirror instead.
Yeah, keep dreaming. You always tell me about how much you hate the fat chicks. There's no way that you'd become one.
Guys, come over here quick. I found something weird.
What is it?
Give me that. It looks like some sort of giant red hammer or something. Why is it wet?
Guys,
I don't like this hammer or this place. That barker outside gave me the creeps.
Don't be such a pussy, dude. It was your idea to even come in here in the first place.
Hey, turn the lights back on!
Yeah, what the hell, man? Did you do that, Ace?
Okay, it's not funny anymore, Ace. Ace?
Take my hand, Tasha. Ace is being a dick again. Let's try to find our way out.
Wait, what the... The lights came back on. Where did he go, Ace?
He wouldn't be quiet enough to sneak away that quickly. And the hammer's gone. Tasha, I'm scared.
Kev, let's just get out of here. Screw him if he's going to be like this. He can hide out in here all night for all I care.
All right. Bye, Ace. See you outside. Let's go down this hallway. We've got to be near the exit.
Who's there?
It sounded like it came from the clown statue.
It's only stuffing inside. Ace, we know it's you making those sounds. Guess I'm giving it up to Kev tonight instead.
Come on, let's keep moving.
You want a knuckle sandwich? Keep staring at my girl.
That doesn't sound like Ace.
I think that clown just moved. Look, he's staring at us now.
I'm so glad to be skinny. Those fat bitches will never make the pop squad.
How does he know about what we've said?
Oh my god, he's holding the hammer. It looks like it's dripping blood.
Run for it!
Oh no! The tunnel is spinning! I can't keep my balance!
He's coming right for us! The strobe lights are blinding me! Help me, Kev!
Get lucky and jump into the clown's house, will you? I don't think so!
Tasha, where are you? I'm lost!
No, please, Jumbo. I'm sorry.
Tasha! Tasha. Ace. Hello? Where is everything? It's just an empty field. Was I dreaming? I must have been knocked out and I'm so tired. Hey, you over there.
Yes, son. What can I do you for? Why, you look like you've seen a ghost.
Hey, old man. What did you do to my friends? Where's the funhouse?
Funhouse? What funhouse? Boy, Carnival hasn't been in town for weeks. You feeling all right, kid?
What a load of malarkey. It was here tonight. You were running it. Maybe you had time to change your clothes and your hair, but I know it was you.
Son, if you've been drinking tonight, that's fine, but you'd best get home and sleep it off. I don't want to have to phone the police.
I'm just so tired. Where are you going? Come back, mister.
Don't worry, friends. Kev is going to be all right. He will never know for certain what happened that fateful night, but it seems that Jumbo the Clown spared him from a certain doom. Being friends with Ace was making him act a ghoul. However, Ace and Tasha weren't so lucky. They sure won't be clowning around again anytime soon. Join us next time on Basement of Horrors.
It's like just as bad as leaving a dude hanging with for a high five.
I'm sorry to leave you hanging. No, there was hanging.
No.
Anyway, welcome back to Grandma's Basement, everybody. Okay. We're not going to lie to you. We will give you some Halloween movie recommendations.
Well,
or recommendation.
We also should mention that I just left Evan hanging with a high five.
Yes.
I am so unhappy right now.
All right, Halloween movies.
Halloween movies. So, of course, if you're a noob and you haven't seen Evil Dead or any of those, you should see those. End of story. Thank you. Oh, my God. We'll fix that. Just fix it real quick.
How did this fall off?
Kent.
I didn't even touch
Kent,
it.
Grandma's not going to be happy that you're breaking equipment.
Yeah, she bought all this.
Grandma's not going to be happy.
Anyway, so I'd recommend any one of those originals. I kind of liked the remake, too, if you hadn't seen that.
The remake was absolutely fantastic.
I was like, it was
of
pretty
the Evil
good.
Dead?
You know?
Of yeah. the Evil Dead remake.
I liked it. I mean, I was never like a hardcore Evil Dead person, so
Evil
I didn't
Dead.
Like go yeah. into it being like
love,
jaded or anything, but it was pretty
Dead.
Good.
Evil Dead 2 was really awesome, the original, and Army of Darkness I liked. The first, very first one, you know, their budget was low, but it was still pretty cool to see them.
I need
know.
To be honest, I have not seen Army of Darkness. Oh. I've seen the first two, so the remake, well, call it a sequel. Would you call it? Would you consider that a sequel or a remake?
What?
I've heard it. Both
Evil Dead
ways.
1. I don't know.
Well, Evil Dead 2.
I know
Dead
they kind
2,
of pretend like something.
Evil
don't
Dead
happen.
2 is basically the same story, just with a different antagonist. In the first one, it is, and I'm blanking on the name of the demon, but it's a particular demon.
Okay.
That they summon from the Necronomicon, and in the remake, it's that demon, but there's other like the main demon from the first one is still in it, but there are
yeah.
other like sub demons possessing people. So that's one of the main differences between the original and the remake. But I mean, Evil Dead 2 was the same general story, right? They go to a cabin, they read from the Necronomicon, they summon up something.
It's the best.
It's the best?
Yeah, I think so.
Evil Dead 2 is the best?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know
well,
how you can
first
deny
of all,
that.
Evil Dead 1 has to be the best. I've only seen the first one in Army of Darkness.
Dead 2 has the budget, or like a little bigger budget. Like, I don't know.
I mean, Evil Dead 2 was not bad, but I wouldn't say it was the best. I honestly want to say that the remake, being that it was done in the vision originally, you know, wanted, that one is the best because it's the perfection of the original idea.
I know, but Bruce Campbell makes that whole thing.
He was involved in everything. I mean,
did you stay for the credits of the
remake? Do you know what happens in the credits?
I had the DVD, so I don't. But I don't.
So
I lost my copy.
So if
you,
no, Derek.
Hold on.
I don't remember what happened.
Do you want a spoiler?
No, we should spoil it. Spoil nothing.
Trigger warning.
It's really not much.
It's just like a little Easter egg thing. It has nothing to do with Evil Dead. So here's spoiler alert. If you're an Easter egg kind of a person, don't listen to what I'm about to say. I'll give you a few seconds. Okay, at the end of it, Bruce Campbell is in profile.
Oh.
And then he turns and goes, groovy.
Really?
All right.
And then it goes to black. But hey, I mean, it's an Easter egg little thing, like all the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
they've always got little shit at the end. That's how you can actually tell a legitimate canon movie, because this is a little off topic, but that new Fantastic Four movie was absolute shit.
Yeah, let's not
okay,
get into
so
that.
So we're not gonna go there. We're sticking with horror. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got a question.
The Poltergeist remake sucked.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was terrible. How about
CGI was awful.
They got to just stop fucking doing that.
Yeah.
Like, just
that's
straight
what
up.
It wouldn't have been awful if it wasn't
right.
for that CGI.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, as far as, like, us millennial type, like, what do you think is, like, one of the better horror movies that isn't, like, something before, like,
well,
maybe is 90s too?
No, I don't know. Well, it's
even
it's
before
very,
like 2000, like that time when they started doing
all right,
scary
I got
movie
one. I got
touch,
one.
But like,
I got one. The Dunwich Horror or the Horror at Dunwich. I can't. Sometimes the title gets mixed
that's
up.
That's an oldie.
But that one is more, you know, the Cthulhu mythos. And it's really good, actually. My favorite band, Electric Wizard, a good band to listen to around Halloween time.
www.thebandhesaid.com.
They took a soundbite from that movie. And you know, I mean, they use a lot of that in their music. That sort of those ideas, the ideography and whatnot.
Okay.
Ideology. There you go.
Well, let me quick just throw out a few of my recommendations. So for sure, like those Evil Dead movies, Dead Alive, Peter Jackson, one of his earlier movies. It's just
is that the one with
zany.
The lawnmower?
Oh yeah, scene? It's crazy, super gory.
I still haven't
that one's
seen
a lot of fun.
That.
That's a fun movie.
I still haven't seen yeah, that. But.
You got to see it. Peter Jackson also did Lord of the Rings. In case you did not know that, so it's kind of fun to go back and watch his old movies. Like he did Bad Taste and Meet the Feebles, which is like Meet I don't know Muppets on acid or something.
that sounds tight.
I think Meet the Feebles belongs in the section of fucked up movies on our little script here.
Yes. definitely for newer movies, I really liked It Follows. If you haven't seen that, you should check it out. Definitely an awesome movie.
Have you seen The Babadook?
Oh yeah.
What did you think about that?
I liked it.
Okay, I liked it up until the point when we actually see him as like a person, right?
Yes.
And then I will be honest with you. That movie actually had me a little giddy. Like, I was a little bit scared up until that point, and then it just got kind of, you know, cliche,
yeah,
as it were.
I think part of that movie was, like, the mythology and the you know,
right,
whatever
the
fucking call it.
The whole lead-up, dude, the build-up.
Like,
okay.
Tension it created by doing that, not necessarily the monster.
As far as build-ups in horror movies go.
Oh, that was so creepy.
That one was magnificent, and I would put it on par with The Ring. The Ring is a very good horror movie.
Actually, that had some pretty good stuff. Yeah.
The first
yeah.
one.
When
the
I
first
definitely, one. Definitely. I actually haven't seen any of the other ones, and I've heard that they're eh. I wouldn't mind checking them out now that I'm a little bit older and I can handle that kind of stuff more, because the first time I saw that, it was only on TV, but they still pretty much showed everything. And, dude, I couldn't sleep straight for, weeks after I saw it. Like, oh, my God. If we went over to somebody's house and there was a TV in the room, I'm not sleeping next to it, man. Like, I'm sleeping. There's somebody in between me and the TV. That's how it's got to be.
my friend had explained the Babadook. He said he thought that it was, like, supposed to be symbolic of the grieving process. And
yeah, I've
it's
heard that.
It's very subtle but they say that the actress, she's a children's author, and they say it's very, I didn't catch that the first time, and his whole thing was like Babadook was like dad book or something like that. So I don't know. You draw your own conclusions, but rewatch it, keep that stuff in mind. And I was like, whoa, now it got even creepier.
Well, like, I don't remember all the specifics of the movie, but and not enough to give details to spoil it. But at the end, you kind of be like, this was all kind of weird, right?
Oh,
if
yeah,
I'm
I think
remembering
so.
It correctly, it,
well, I think
she was.
I think there were definitely
crazy.
A lot of. I mean, at least for me, I remember thinking, the single mother being like it isn't. It isn't good for the child to have a single parent, let alone it be a single mother. And the lack of a father figure drove her insane.
Yeah,
she was going to beat her child and kill him. And then, I mean, the problem that I had is that when they have a deep underlying message like that inside of a horror film, it just kind of completely ruins it for me.
Really?
Because it's like, well, the whole point of a horror movie is to just be a horror movie. I mean, that's to me, at least, that's what makes
but
a
you
good
can
horror
do,
movie. I mean,
I think you can
argue.
Do horror differently, though.
It depends. But that's the thing, is that it depends on the message as well. Have you seen Triangle?
No.
That is a very good film, and I would put it inside of like a psychological thriller.
Sure. Okay.
Which I think is actually still very appropriate, because psychological thrillers tend to be very unsettling.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and this is
are.
One that it's about, you know, the time loop. You know, you're stuck in this twisted Groundhog's Day sort of events that just keep repeating themselves, and they are, you know, it's an incredible film, and I highly suggest you check it out, because it's very good. Have you seen it?
No. I don't watch many horror movies without you.
This one's like
a psychological thriller.
It's a mind fuck. It's a straight mind fuck with some very, very deep implications.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I think you could probably handle that.
Okay. I just, I mean, yeah, I can probably count
there's on. There's no
I
demon
can probably
possession.
Count on, I know demons are
the way. See, this is the problem. I love possession films.
I consistently have dreams where I have demonic children following me.
Well, it's because you're in a relationship with a demon.
That looks like Halloween.
He looks like Halloween. Oh, that's a callback.
Cassie Hooper,
hello.
What do you recommend for a...
Scary
Halloween. Oh, yeah, that joke from before.
Yep.
All right, bye.
Well, let's see. One of the ones that that Evan made me watch was The ABCs of Death.
Okay. Oh!
And although overall I did not like most of them, there was one that I actually really appreciated. Out of the whole thing, there was
one
I appreciated. And I don't remember what letter it was, but it was the one where the guy has the girl tied up in the bathtub.
Yeah.
She's throwing up and like she's got the thing around her mouth and that was beautiful. Like, okay, so was fucking beautiful.
Those movies got a lot of shit.
I just sat there and I stared at it. And I was like, that was really like whoever did that. That was fucking amazing.
Okay.
Well, since you bring it up, So the ABCs of Death is another really good one.
ABCs of Death is a good, like, everyone should watch this just to understand. Because I like the concept behind it, because it's a bunch of different people with different ideas just interpreting.
Brilliant.
Every letter has a different director.
Well, you get the idea of fear throughout different cultures.
Yeah.
I mean, the Japanese stuff is sometimes kind of
like
it's a little
fart.
Weird.
Like,
it's a little weird, but
at the end of the first one with the fucking huge dicks. whatever.
I didn't like the one that really freaked me out was the masturbation one where they were.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
L for libido. Oh, that one's my favorite, dude.
No, but I hated these movies. That one like touched my soul, and I was like, no.
Yeah,
no, I like that one.
I mean, that's probably a good thing.
But
because I mean, it definitely worked. But I was like, oh no, never again.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan of the anthology style movie in general. You know, like
VHS.
Yeah, or. Tales from the Dark Side, or you know,
VHS was another one that I did see.
VHS is good.
It's crazy how many movies are being pumped out there, like these, you know, really low budget movies that just—they're
usually the better ones.
They are
well,
generally.
It depends.
Getting there. I mean,
well, let's go back in time, and I mean the original Chainsaw, you know,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
the original one. Is incredible because at that time it was that was unheard of. Like, the things that happen and you see in that film.
I mean, it's
incredible, and that's what I love about horror. Is it's always pushing boundaries.
I know, but that's the thing. It's like nowadays we're so used to these. Like, I mean, especially people like us who are used to these more underground, you know, gory. You know,
Loki's
not
gore.
No censors here, buddy. Kind of horror.
Sometimes it can be humorous.
Yeah.
But no, back in the day, there wasn't a lot of stuff around like there wasn't a shit ton of crazy.
Like my mom said that she saw The Blob when she was like really really little, and she was terrified, and she never saw another horror movie ever again.
Really?
My mom has a similar story.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
Maybe it's something they can talk about.
So I got a great transition for you. Next, horror TV. Horror TV.
Just picture
horror
TV. Checkerboard swipe.
It's cool to see that horror is, you know, still popular in actual TV. You know, so like Tales from the Crypt was huge, you know, at one point. You know, there's Twilight Zone, Outer Limits, all that stuff. There's Are You Afraid of the Dark? Personal favorite as a kid.
But
now American Horror Story's out there, you know, like...
Supernatural, I count the first couple of seasons, maybe not the later ones.
Yeah, and I mean, whether or not this is actually like horror, it's just cool to see that. And, you know, there's plenty more
there's
coming
monsters.
Out, but, you know, I like that it's still in the mainstream. It's not like being completely shoved aside.
Well, I think like this new season of American Horror Story is really like
It's crazy.
I'm really excited.
Have you not watched the first episode yet?
No, I actually haven't watched it at all, but I heard Lady Gaga was going to be in it. And I'm like, now I need to
see
this.
In it.
I like her, too.
I was very, very...
awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
She reminds me of Marilyn Manson.
yeah, you know.
Straight up, especially
well, I mean,
in this.
Hey, as
I mean,
far
there's
as
nothing wrong with that, but it's just like...
Crazy,
very
crazy
talented.
Antics, and I mean, Manson was talented at one time. I would say that he kind of let himself go a little bit. I mean, respectfully I say that just because I saw him on the Golden Gods a few years back, and I'm not going to...
I don't even know where you're going.
Yeah.
I did want to say also about horror on TV. Cassie really likes an episode of The X-Files called Home, if you haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's one of the best ones, and it's probably like when someone brings up The X-Files, they're like, oh, Home, because it's, I think it starts with... a bunch of kids, they find like a super deformed baby buried in the ground.
Nice.
And super deformed. Like, has every single deformity in the book, like, that a newborn could possibly have. And so Mulder and Scully go to investigate, and they find this family who has a long history of inbreeding. And
nice.
It's but there's only like three brothers, so they're like, yeah. So they're like, they must have a girl like hold up in there, and they go and they look, and it actually ends up that,
well, don't give away too much.
And then spoiler, so you'll have to watch it to find out.
Yeah, but
it's,
I think,
gross and disturbing, and yeah.
From what I understand, didn't that episode get a lot of shit too? Like,
it did get they had to take it off the air for a while, I think.
Okay, but it's on Netflix now.
Was
so
it like
please
a,
watch.
A degenerate,
it's like in
inbred
season
queen
five,
like,
I think
in the
it's
basement,
season 4 or 5.
Like a giant, just like a giant mass of organic flesh that there's just like a little like hole.
No, but
no.
You should watch the movie
Boop,
Slither.
And then it pops out babies.
We can watch it tonight. I'll show you.
Yeah,
that episode.
You should definitely watch that tonight.
I think you should watch it.
I like my idea though.
Watch the movie
giant,
Slither.
You're not
giant fuck blob that just pops
away.
Out babies.
You're not too far away.
It'd be like, dude, that's the okay. So the blob is moving away from horror movies, guys. She's going into porn.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So what did she do?
Yeah. So basically, all she is just like, you know, big organic mass.
So you can stick your dick wherever you want.
She's the fuck blob. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I mean, there's literally.
And then a few minutes later,
holes.
A few minutes later, after it's like a microwave. It's like a microwave, an accelerated thing, and then she just like pops out these like mutated little babies, and then they try to kill you and replace you.
I really don't like this anymore.
It's like a blob with...
Are we talking about the movie?
I don't know what
we're... Where the fuck are you even going?
I'm just coming up with a scenario here.
All right. Well, we'll do that next time. We'll write a movie, and I'm sure people will love to hear it.
That could be a new movie. It could be a new movie.
My dad always wanted to make a horror movie called The Leech and have just like a giant leech. Yeah,
it just sits. Do you know it's on you?
Like,
damn,
like,
this thing.
No,
like,
it's like the size of like King Kong.
It gets onto land, then it just sort of starts like
it just
slowly dying
it,
of dehydration.
Procreates, so people there's like a bunch of baby leeches.
Are people throwing salt at it and like lighters?
I think it was like my dad's idea of Sharknado.
Okay,
like you bomb it with salt bombs.
God,
yeah.
I could see that being a movie for sure, though.
Let's contact the Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah.
Yeah. SYFY.com for those who don't know.
That reminds me, Kent. We do have a Facebook.
We're not finishing this now.
A Twitter.
Keep going.
A Facebook. A email.
Our Twitter is... I don't even know what a fucking Twitter is.
If you guys look for it, though, you would find it. It's either called Grandma's Basement or Grandma's Basement Show.
Well, Twitter is so R-worded that...
Well, yes.
Like,
oh my.
I couldn't create a good...
All right, let's wrap this Halloween crap up. We got trick-or-treating to do. Are we done here? Do you have anything else you want to say?
Me? Fuck no.
Okay.
All right.
Please email us at grandma's info.
All right. Let me take this over for you.
Okay.
For the two people listening to this currently, we have a Facebook. Go to facebook.com.
/? /
I don't even know. But just search Grandma's Basement Show. Our email is Grandma's Basement. Wait, no, it's not.
You guys are absolutely fantastic at this. This is going so well. I'm really proud of you guys for being so put together about this.
Chill. It's info@grandmasbasement.com. Our Twitter is there.
You got one thing right out of there. That's better than me. So, okay,
this
good enough.
True.
People will find us. I would like to thank our guests, Evan Okason.
Okason.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, the rage in his eyes.
I know,
right
it's
now.
All awesome.
Don't say and, his last name wrong or you will face the beast.
Casey Harper.
Harper. Harper.
At least you didn't say Kathy. I'm like, I'm not a 40-year-old woman.
Cassie.
So my name is not
Hooper.
Kathy.
So, yes, it's been very great. I was not too scared this episode, which is good.
Yeah. Well,
Kent's a little
you
moist.
You should have been.
But, yeah, let's...
Wait.
What?
Derek.
What? Yeah.
I think you spoke too soon. There's something behind you!
Oh! Ah! Yeah!